From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. An emotional plea from a mother in Schumacher trying to find the dog that attacked her 14-month-old daughter last Tuesday. Katie Goudreau says her little girl, Kamira Longpre, needed to have her ear reattached and got stitches on 21 locations on her head. She could be permanently brain damaged and have difficulty learning and perceiving time. Goudreau's plea is to the dog's owners.
Please just come forward. That's all I'm asking. My poor daughter's going through rabies vaccinations. We don't know if your dog has shots. Please just somebody give my daughter the justice she deserves.
The attack happened outside Goudreau's home on 4th Avenue near the public school. A description of the dog is on MyTimmonsNow.com. Another person in Porcupine Health Unit territory has died because of the virus that causes COVID-19. That brings the pandemic total so far to 35. The health unit will not divulge any more information on the 35th, citing respect for his or her family. Volunteer firefighter in Mountjoy Township to firefighting school in Texas to becoming a full-time professional firefighter in Timmins in 1994. Deputy Chief Ellard Beaven is hanging up his gear on Friday and retiring. The hometown boy, who turns 55 in April, says what kept him going for almost 30 years is the knowledge that he's made a difference in people's lives. He also praises the advances over his career in addressing the psychological effects of the job on firefighters.
You weren't allowed to even talk about the things you saw. You just went to the call, you came back to the station, put equipment back on the truck, and never acknowledged what you might have witnessed or had to do at a call.
Beaven says if a firefighter isn't in 100% shape physically and mentally, he or she can't do the job, and that can have a ripple effect on fire victims. Okay, one more stop on our tour of snow removal operations in the early days of the Porcupine Mining Camp. Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman says in 1939, Tisdale Township, which was Schumacher and South Porcupine, boasted in its year-end snow clearing report.
And they wanted everybody to know that they were very, very efficient with their snow plowing and snow removal because all of the roads leading to either a school or a mine were actually plowed.
That's not to say that any other roads in the township were kept open all winter. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.